You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. You want new businesses and investors to consider your state, right? Well, Michigan is the first state in the country to launch a free web platform, which could be a tipping point for the state. It's called StartupMichigan.tech. Joining us now is Mark Davidoff. He's the Michigan Managing Partner with Deloitte. He's also the chair of Michigan Israel Business Accelerator, which is behind the StartupMichigan.tech. So how's this work? What's your elevator pitch?
Well, we're very excited about this. We have been, the Michigan Israel Business Accelerator has been working closely with our partners here in the state, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and our other funders to leverage what Israel has to offer. As you might know, Israel is really the startup nation with over 6,000 startups. And there's an organization in Israel called Startup Nation Central that has a central database of their entire startup community. And they began licensing the backbone of that platform. And we're the third licensee in the world after Thailand and New Zealand, the state of Michigan, to be using this platform. And this Monday the 20th, we'll be celebrating Michigan's startup tech ecosystem, where we have now almost 350 startup companies embedded in this platform, which is available for viewing from around the world to tell our story about who we are as a startup community and to attract others to join us.
So if I'm a startup exec, how will StartupMichigan.tech help me beyond being on the net anywhere else?
Well, we will allow you to develop a page of your story on this platform. And because it's free and accessible and connected to the other platforms around the world as this Startup Nation Central effort grows, you'll be able to speak and to connect to other startups all over the world to see who they are, what they're trying to accomplish, where they are in their evolution, how you might want to collaborate. In addition, the funding community, venture capital, private equity, can also take a peek behind the curtain also for free, totally accessible, to see what we have to offer and what they might be looking for to add to their portfolio. So on both ends of the spectrum, it allows startup community and those who want to invest in it to understand the Michigan story.
You said you had over more than 300 involved in it so far. What's been the response?
The response has been amazing. And those 350 startup tech companies in Michigan, we have developed with our team here in Detroit by scanning the publicly available information. Now that the word is out, many of these young early stage startups who haven't had a chance to tell their story are reaching out to us to develop their own page. And so we believe that the 350 that we have today is going to grow geometrically as this continues to be discussed and understood across the state.
While we've got you on the phone, more broadly, how well is Michigan doing in attracting new tech startups compared to other states or other nations?
Well, I think that we've certainly been in this space, you know, almost for a century. I mean, more than a century with the development of the automobile. And I think that oftentimes it's hard to tell your own story. And so, but I think between the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the right place in Grand Rapids, Detroit Regional Partnership, and the other entities that are involved in telling that story on a cohesive basis, we are well positioned to continue to grow that space, and I think we have a great opportunity. Michigan has an enormous asset base to offer the tech community, and I think we're well positioned for continued growth.
Well, we hear about California's Silicon Valley. We hear about Boston with MIT and Harvard and Boston University there, the Research Triangle in North Carolina. What is Michigan's reputation in the startup world?
Well, I think the fact is that we are well positioned geographically. We're well positioned from a quality of life perspective, from an economics perspective, and we are a state that has a tremendous platform on which to put new technology with regards to our commitments and longstanding history in auto and mobility now, of course, health and life sciences, agriculture, water, defense. And so we have many different swim lanes to play in, and so that's why I think we're going to continue to be very competitive in this space.
Do we have the talent in Michigan to attract startup tech companies?
100%. I think we all know that we have a rich talent base here from engineers and beyond. And
But we keep hearing that we're losing the grads from our research universities, not being able to retain them. I mean, what kind of impact does that have?
You know, I don't think that's as true as it might have been in the past. And I will tell you, just from a Deloitte perspective, we do a lot of recruiting at our great universities. And the fact is that for many years, many students, either from Michigan who came to Michigan to study, we're only interested in positions outside of Michigan. That is not true anymore. We have more and more graduating students at our great universities who want to stay in Michigan, be a leader, in moving our state forward, living in our great urban centers. And so I think that that's an old story. And the new news is that we're retaining those who were born and educated here, and we're retaining more and more who chose to be educated here to stay and make a difference.
You talked about, you know, Michigan and what it has. Are there other commodities that we don't have that are necessary to attract and retain tech startups?
Well, I think that, you know, the urban centers growing is an important, obviously transportation across the state is a key issue, and obviously that's a hot topic today in many different forms. So there's always going to be room to grow in the attributes of the state, but I think the more that we can tell the One Michigan story around the world, the better off we're going to be.
We've been talking to Mark Davidoff about the StartupMichigan.tech site and the economic climate in Michigan. Thanks very much for sharing your insight.
My pleasure, and let's make Michigan a winner as it always has been. Thanks for taking time today.